May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 727. Oh, that I knew the secret place where I might find my God. I'd spread my wants before his face and pour my woes abroad. Hymn 727.
Of the word of God is from a part of the second book of Kings, chapter 4. The second book of Kings, chapter 4. We'll start reading at verse 8 until verse 37. Second Kings, chapter 4, commencing at verse 8. And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. So it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. It shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi his servant, Call the Shunammite. When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered him, Verily she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. When he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. When the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said unto his father, My head, my head. He said to a lad, Carry him to his mother. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him and went out. She called unto her husband and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men, one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, It shall be well. And she saddled an ass and said to her servant, Drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. It came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi his servant, Behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? She answered, It is well. When she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, Let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord has hid it from me, and hath not told me. And she said, Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, Do not deceive me? And he said to Gehazi, Gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thine hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. If any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, As the Lord liveth, As thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them, laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, The child is not awaked. When Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead, laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, Call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was come in unto him, he said, Take up thy son. And she went in and fell at his feet, and bowed himself to the ground, and took up her son, and went out. May the Lord bless his word to us as we have read, and help us in prayer. Dear Lord, grant us a spirit of prayer. Oh, that blessing of blessings and gracious faith. Lord, and receive our prayers as we present them under the name of Jesus. And grant answers of peace. Lord, we thank thee for thy house of prayer. Thank thee for coming again, allowing us to come again, to be found worshipping here with thy dear people. And we do ask, Lord, that we may be blessed with a spirit of grace and of supplication. Oh, what is the house to me, one said, unless the master, there I see. Wilt thou be with us tonight? Lord, shut the door on the world and shut us in with thee. Dear Holy Spirit, come and instruct us and teach us and own and bless thine own word. Oh, again, Lord, we often do remind thee of thy promise. And Lord, that is safe ground to come on. The promises of Scripture. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto thee void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. Dear Lord, bless each living soul. Oh, may there be prayers heard and answered, O Lord, from them, silent prayers, supplications sought to bring before thee. Lord, we seek that thou would do our souls good. Lord, we do pray for this. Lord, what is the purpose of coming but to worship? Oh, leave none of us destitute of a spirit of grace. Lord, we have the privilege of hearing. And Lord, that is a blessing indeed. We desire to hear. And Lord, we've often wondered how it is, and Lord, that we came amongst those that gather in the house of God. Lord, thou didst not leave us to walk in the world and with the world, but has found us a place amongst thy people. Lord, we would be thankful, Lord, oh, for grace and divine help, Lord, to abide amongst thy people. And Lord, prepare us to be with thy people in eternal glory. Do remember this place, Lord, and grant them tokens of thy love. We think of the ministry that comes here and the gospel that is preached here. Lord, may it be followed by thy blessing. But only thou dost know the hearts and souls, the desires, the exercises, the secret prayers that are put up to thee. Lord, hear prayer. Oh, in this place, may there be a building and a strengthening. May there be a sweet confirming. Lord, in the psalm we read, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Lord, in the sanctuary of God, that dear psalmist also knew his own end, that it was well. Lord, may there be those here that shall come in, perhaps desolate and destitute of the comfort of hope. Lord, and meet their case, and bless thy word to their souls, and raise them up. Lord, and help them to put on Jesus Christ by an open profession. Lord, grant thy blessing upon the church, thy blessing upon the congregation, and the ministry too. Lord, we pray there may be a God-given exercise pray for the ministry. Lord, oh, may there be much prayer put up, Lord, before the service. May there be some sweet seasons of blessing and comfort, Lord, in answer to prayer. Oh, cause thy word, therefore, to prosper. Lord, oh, Lord Jesus, meet with them to do thy people good. Do indeed grant them tokens of mercy. Lord, may there be an exercise concerning an under-shepherd. Lord, I look into thee, awaiting for thee, and awaiting upon thee. Lord, do great things. Oh, here in answer to prayer, Lord, we earnestly pray. Lord, bless, we pray thee, hungry souls. Oh, may we pray this, Lord, for this people, quicken souls, and make them cry, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, may it be a place, Lord, where thy work shall appear. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord, that thy work indeed is within. But, Lord, it cannot stay hidden from view. Thy work shall be revealed. Oh, may there be many a testimony, Lord, of the blessing of the word of God, open testimonies of thy blessing, Lord, application of it. Oh, Lord, thou dost use thy word, so shall my word be. Oh, how we have to plead with thee with this time and again, Lord, that it may not return to thee void. But that is the promise, Lord. Oh, may there be found here those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. May there be those here, Lord, that shall be indeed satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. We do seek then for a provision of grace here, Lord, and the smile of the Lord upon thy people. Bring deliverance to the captives. Lord, pardon the sins of all thy people. Lord, who is the here that waits for the forgiveness of sins? Lord Jesus, wilt thou reveal thyself? Wilt thou apply thy presence and thy smile. Lord, may they, such that are sinners and feel the need of pardon, may there be that testimony, Lord. Oh, Lord, the psalmist, the hymn writer said, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Lord, may this church hear a testimony of forgiven sinners. Lord, we do pray that they may have this token from thee. Lord, oh, what a mercy, Lord, to be a sinner taught of God. What a mercy to be a forgiven sinner, pardoned and washed in Jesus' blood. Lord, bless then thy dear people here, and add unto them such as thou hast saved. Lord, in this evil age, in which our lot, is cast, Lord, may there be those here that shall walk separate from this evil world, and separate because of the grace of God. Lord, that humble blessing of grace. Oh, in this place, Lord, may there be a public confession, Lord, of love to Jesus by walking in his ordinances. Lord, perhaps there is an exercise, or perhaps there is a, Lord, that doubts and fears, which is Satan's work. Lord, may faith reign and grace be given, and that willingness to put on Jesus. Lord, hear our prayer. Oh, grant them this token, this blessing, Lord, this mercy. We humbly pray thee. And Lord, we look to thee to bless Zion. We look to thee to remember all the sanctuaries of God. Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. Lord, we do pray thee. Oh, that there might be some joy and gladness. May there be some tears of joy instead of tears of sorrow. Oh, do come and let thy work be seen. Lord, keep us from all evil. Lord, we have to be amongst the world. Lord, we have to be with the world at times. But keep us, Lord, from a worldly spirit. Subdue this old man. Lord, help us to pray to be indeed to walk as children of God, though in the world and not of it. Lord, we would thank thee again for all our providential mercies. Lord, are much more than we deserve, but thou art better to us indeed than we deserve, Lord. Oh, how we thank thee for thy faithfulness and kindness day by day, and sparing life and preserving us in peace and safety. Oh, but there is a day coming, Lord, when we shall soon lay down this earthly tabernacle. And oh my God, prepare my soul for that great day. Oh, wash me in his precious blood. Take all my sins away. So be with us tonight and help us. Lord, bless the hymns, we humbly pray thee, and lead us into the truth, Lord, and apply the word. Lord, may thy people be encouraged and comforted and have something to go home with. Lord, we do read in thy word of the reapers, but we also read of the gleaners. Lord, and those that glean, they take home what they gleaned, and they beat it out. And Lord, they must have lived upon it. Oh, may there be those here that are spiritual gleaners in God's house and have something to take home and to live on. So hear our prayers, forgive our sins. We ask in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn number 906. Oh, where shall I find a guide to direct, right skillful and kind, and brave to protect? To lovely Mount Zion my heart is now bound, but many a lion is in the way found. Hymn 906.
Thank you.
entirely upon the help of God. I would direct your attention to the chapter, second book of Kings, chapter 4, verse 26. Second book of Kings, chapter 4, and verse 26. I'll read the whole verse. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. Those five words, is it well with thee? Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? What a vital question, dear friends. What does it mean to be well? The Shumanite was described as a great woman, and I take that to be a gracious woman. Oh, how she feared God. It is a question, dear friends, which you may well have asked yourself. Is it well? Dear friends, it is a question that needs to be asked, but there must be an answer, a profitable answer. The world would say, of course, well, it is well, we have plenty. Money in the bank, house to live in, opportunities in the world and amongst the world. Dear friends, that is not the well that a child of God is concerned with. That's not the well or being well, dear friends, which will do you good this side of the grave. It certainly will not be of any benefit to you at the other side of the grave. And now I pray thee to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Well, as we said, she was described in the 8th verse as a great woman or a gracious woman. But that did not take away her need, nor did it take away the trial of her faith. But the question is, dear friends, are there those here that ask themselves this question? Is it well? Whatever you are in this world, whatever you possess, whatever is your religion, dear friends, the question is it well? You can be a strict Baptist all your days because you've been brought up amongst them. And you can live and die resting upon the denominational name. Lord, dear friends, if your soul is in poverty or emptiness, it cannot be well. But there is evidences, dear friends, which I hope and trust will assure you that it is well. And it is not necessarily joy and praise and thanksgiving that will bring you to this condition when she said it is well. When you consider, dear friends, the chapter and what it says respecting her, not only was she a gracious woman, but she was a tried person, a troubled person. She was in distress. That must be so. Dear friends, she saw her only child dead. And she still said, it is well. What was well about her? Well, dear friends, the children of God who know what it is to have what we might call a very rough pathway, a very trying pathway, Oh, there's lots of religion, there's lots of people with religion, dear friends, but nothing's tried about it. It seems to be a possession without any profession. Oh, may you and I look within and ask the question how it concerns our soul as we come and go to the house of God. It doesn't apply, dear friends, only to hearers, but it applies to speakers as well. You think how many sermons are preached in various denominations. The question is the preacher called by grace? Is he able to preach? And those who are called by grace and sent by God into the ministry preach what they've tasted and handled and felt. But I would say this also to you. If God has an eternal purpose of love to you, there'll come a time, dear friends, when it will be a very serious question. When the Lord appears demonstrate his grace, dear friends, it feels anything but well. Have you such a religion? Have you such experience? Tried, troubled. What's the trouble? Sin. Who is troubled about sin? Dear friends, it isn't sufficient to say, oh, we're all sinners. Dear friends, has God taught you that? Or have you just assumed that since the Adam fall, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? One of the things, dear friends, which is very solemnly apparent, that if God has called you by his grace, dear friends, he will show you what it is to be a sinner, or make you feel what it is to be a sinner. You think about what's written in Luke. Very familiar words, of course, and you know them, you've heard them, I suppose, almost every day, every week, or every Sunday of a week. There was two men went to the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee's prayer was purely satisfied with his own condition. And he was thankful for that condition. I thank God I'm not as other men are, extortionists, unjust, or even as this publican. There are times, dear friends, when I trust you can understand that part of that prayer. I thank God I'm not as other men are. Where would you be tonight, some of you, if not all of you, dear friends, if you had not grace? And your place in the house of God is filled. Where would you be? Oh, what a mercy, dear friends, that if you're here, not because of your upbringing, but because of grace, you come to hear what the gospel has to say, what the Lord will bring before you. Oh, is it well? Great mercy, dear friends, if you come to chapel tonight, not because of some minister in the pulpit, but because you desire something for your own soul. Come and go, Lord, dear friends, like the door on its hinges has never accomplished anything. Perhaps it's satisfied the reasoning part of your mind, but it is never satisfaction to your precious soul. I was going to ask the question, perhaps it might be right to answer it now, ask the question now. Dear friends, there was a time when you came to chapel because your parents brought you here, or they still perhaps will, that will form part of the purpose that brings you to chapel. But blessed day in your life and mine, when you came to chapel to hear this question answered. Is it well with thee? And is there a satisfaction, dear friends, in the answer? Oh, Can you not remember some of you? Or may I ask the Lord that it may be all of you? If you remember coming to the chapel, dear friends, when the service was on, purposely to hear something for your soul, not to fill your seat, not to be seen to be amongst the people of God, but to be found to be amongst, not only amongst them, but one of them. Is it well? Dear friends, what was the... I was thinking just in preparation for this, and the precious little preparation one can have. But you know, it says in the Acts of the Apostles concerning Saul, behold, he prayeth. You know, it was Jesus who said that. Behold, he prayeth. Well, now then, dear friends, you think back upon your prayers. Think back upon those prayers that you were brought up to say. Think back upon the change which I trust God has made when you began to pray for yourself. We were brought up to pray, but purely and simply prayers that were rehearsed morning, noon and night. But we trust there was a day when that did not satisfy. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Dear friends, that's what the psalmist said in the 37th Psalm. And what about this it? Can you go back to the time when there was things that brought you to a throne of grace? You went up to the house of God, perhaps. I would not stay upon the house of God, but as you're here in this side, in the Lord's house, dear friends, he brought you to hear, or to hear, to see, and to know whether there was a purpose. Can you not remember, some of you, if not all of you, what it was to come to chapel praying? I can say this truly before God. I used to listen to what the text was and hoped through what the text was there would be something that shall be brought out of it, shall be for my spiritual profit and good. But oh, if I went home without anything, I was miserable. They were better days, dear friends, good days. But the solemn thing, dear friends, and I say this very carefully, and I say it in love, if all your coming to chapel is to satisfy parental care and concern, blessed is that day in your soul's experience when you came to listen to see, come to listen to hear, that it might be proved to you that it was well. Is it well with thee? Well, is it well now? Dear friends, on this night in the house of God, how is your soul? Somewhere in the New Testament, and I can't remember now at this moment where it is, but it speaks about the prosperity of a believer, and that of course is, it speaks about the respect of the soul, that you may prosper. Oh, may you prosper in your own soul. And this is a word, dear friends, not only to the beginners, but to those that have been in the way a long time. If God has begun with you, you'll want to know whether it is well. Because when God begins, he begins to show you the state of your own heart. The malady will be known before the remedy. And that will be the question, dear friends, when you come under the sound of the truth. Will there be something, dear friends, which will give you some hope when you come down to the end of your journey? Oh, dear friends, it is well, you know, to be concerned about it. I hope I can make myself understood. Do you know, if you come to the throne of grace or to the means of grace, with such a burden as this, is it well? Dear friends, it may not be, shall we say, times of comfort or consolation. It may be that you sit in God's house under a sense of condemnation because of sin. You stand in need of the mercy of God in and through the person of Jesus. You know, if you've been coming to chapel as long as I have, and if you come to chapel as long as I have, dear friends, you'll come to hear, and you'll hear the same truth. Blessed be God that the same truth is continued to be preached. Sin and salvation. You'll come to hear, dear friends, what is the malady, what is the remedy. Blessed be God, dear friends, if he teaches you both. How solemn it would be, dear friends, to live and die under the sound of the truth, and not yet be affected by it, and find at the end of your life that you've nothing to rest upon. My hope is built on nothing less, the hymn writer said, than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest shrine, but wholly lean on his dear name. I don't know if I've told you this. If I have, forgive me. I was coming down from the north on a Monday, and the Lord gave me a text to preach from. And the text was something like this: I'd rather know 5 words with my understanding than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. And I had to come off the motorway and sit up in the parking lot and try to find out what these 5 words were. But then it came to me: Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Dear friends, the 5 words are very important. Is it well with thee? Not only, dear friends, is it well with you that have not made an open profession, but is it well with you at this time, to you who have made an open profession? Has this spiritual life that you once knew, dear friends, as it seemed to have, if it not died, it's gone into darkness and distress and emptiness and poverty? You know, a poor believer in Jesus can be left, you know, to be in that unstable and unprofitable condition. I think of those words in a psalm: until I went into the house of the Lord, then understood I their end. Dear friends, he understood his own end then. Oh, how profitable was to attend the means of grace. Is it well with thee? Dear friends, the chapter in the gospel, dear friends, says this: blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Would that describe your condition at this time? Dear friends, I know you can always say, well, I've been in the world or with the world, and I've been tied up with the world all day. But that's not the answer, or it's the wrong answer. Dear friends, one thing is needful. Oh, may it please the Lord that you and I come to chapel with an exercised soul, to listen to what not the text is, but the effect of the text upon our spirit. Oh, the Holy Spirit, take his word. How we have to pray, dear friends, now: so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. Is your soul healthy? Have you come under the sound of the truth tonight, so that you may be comforted? Are all your prayers and supplications providential? Is the matter of your spiritual life, to know how it is with your soul. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? It's a question, dear friends, which the Holy Spirit will indeed answer in the case of all his people. And I thought not to say it, but you know, it isn't just an opening question to people who come to chapel. It's a question that everyone who comes to under the sound of the truth, dear friends, a child of God can be indeed left to be careless or indifferent and cold. You know, you need stirring up. These prayers and petitions which come from your lips, do they come from the heart? You know, how many times you've been saying grace at your meal table? Is it as formal now as it ever was? Dear friends, bless God. Oh, I remember hearing my own father say once, we had herrings for tea. And he blessed God and thanked him that he had compassed sea and land to give us a meal. He could see the Lord's hand even in that. Is it well with thee? Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Dear friends, you know, and I want to say this very carefully, and I certainly say it in love. It can be, dear friends, that you have grown cold or indifferent. It may be, dear friends, this question is relevant to you at this time. You know, one of the best times that a believer in Jesus knows oftentimes is the beginning of the times. You that have put on an open profession, how the Lord in his love and mercy drew you to the church of Christ and opened your mouth and gave you something to say respecting the work of grace. And you told to sinners round what you have experienced of the grace and mercy of God. And I might also ask the question, is there such a soul in this house of God that is exercised respecting the ordinance of believers' baptism? Dear friends, oh, how needful is that question then? Are you disobedient? Are you holding back? Are you more concerned with what people will say rather than giving honour and glory to the name of God? How is your soul? Dear friends, how is the exercised soul in respecting the ways of God and the truth of God? Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? I know people say, I've heard people say that it is not necessary to be baptized to be a child of God. But you know, Jesus Christ said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And dear friends, I tell you this, there's nothing better than the grace and the effect of keeping his commandments. Oh, what joy there is, dear friends, when you have his smile. What sorrows there is when you have his frown. But is it well with thee? You may be troubled and distressed. Soul trouble is a very sore complaint, which only the Lord's people know. And at those particular times, I go back, dear friends, to the Lord, beginning his work of grace. And it was anything but well. Oh, it was nothing but sorrow of heart. Oh, I had to pray, dear friends, for pardon and forgiveness. Times of sorrow. But you know, it was well. You may know your sins now more than you've ever known them. And you may consider, dear friends, what a sore, solemn place you're in. God has revealed your state and case of your soul. But has he not also made you cry for pardon and cried for peace and to be washed in Jesus' blood? You know what it says in that chapter in the Acts? It's good to read, dear friends, the exercise of the apostle. You must remember what he was before you know what he is. Saul breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. We read, dear friends. But then the Lord stopped him with those words, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise and go into the city, and shall be told thee what thou must do." You know, when the God of grace and mercy touched Saul of Tarsus, he became a servant of God. Immediately, in those words, "What wilt thou have me to do?" He was not his own anymore. But he was a chosen vessel. Is it well with thee? I said, dear friends, it is a question to ask believers this night in the house of God. It is a question to ask believers who have made an open profession. Is it well, or has the world taken your heart again? Do you come to chapel now with a different spirit than you did in those good days when you came to hear what the Lord had to say? How you used to long for to hear what the text was, whether there was any word in that text which might to you be a comfort or a help. Dear friends, what a mercy. But you know, those who have made an open profession, the Lord keep you from not forsaking the profession, but also to keep you waiting and watching at the throne of grace. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, "Is it well with thee?" Well, she said, "It is well." She had lost a son, an only son. Oh, tribulation, dear friends. Tribulation either drives you to the throne of grace or drives you away. Dear friends, if God has purposes of mercy towards you, may your pathway of tribulation bring you to the feet of Jesus. Do you ever pray to ask the Lord for a renewing and a reviving, a strengthening, a confirming? Oh, you know, the hymn says, "Show me a token, Lord, for good, a token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God, that I am..." Dear friends, what a blessing that would be. "Show me that I am born of God, as my treasure is above." Dear friends, how is the health then of your soul? We're very concerned about the health of one's body, dear friends, and we keep close attention to it. But the health of the soul, you may judge, dear friends, you may misjudge that the best times in your soul are times of blessing, times of joy and gladness. It may be so in your opinion that the state of your soul, dear friends, is good because of times of answers to prayer and deliverances. And when he brings to pass those times which are refreshing and reviving and confirming and comforting, you may consider that's the best time in your own soul. But you know, if he's begun a work of grace, dear friends, and laid trouble upon your spirit, revealed to you the fallen state of your own natural heart, and to feel too that God is not only a saviour of his people, but he also makes them feel the need of saving. Dear friends, before you rejoice in salvation, and may you all rejoice in salvation, but you know, before that day dawns, condemnation will be also known. Dear friends, it is, if you should, how you are tonight, the Lord knows. And dear friends, I must leave it there. But you know, if you come to the throne of grace, or the means of grace in prayer and supplication, oh, that thou would bless me indeed. Oh, that thou would enlarge my coast. Dear friends, the work of grace is of course very personal. Oh, if you've got loved ones, you'll pray for them, of course you will. But the matters of pardon and peace in your own soul will be so much important. You know, it is a great grief to be a sinner in your own eyes. Oh, that millions of the human race care nothing for it, or are unconcerned about it. But you know, if a soul is alive, whatever condition that soul is in, whether out of enjoyment or whether out of condemnation, where there's much petition and prayer unto the Lord, that you would, the Lord will bless you. You come up here on Sundays, you come up here on the weeknights. Dear friends, it is because you've been brought up, or is it because your soul stands in need? I think of those times, dear friends, and I don't know whether there's any one soul like it, but I think of those times when you come up to the means of grace in need of the Lord's mercy to be shown. I'm not talking about the ordinances of his house now. I'm talking about a portion from the Lord. I'm talking about something which will do your soul good and give you something to rejoice in. And as one dear soul once said, in the house of God somewhere in the Midlands, that she wasn't going to stand around and talk because the Lord had blessed her. You know, dear friends, if your soul is in good health, it is that it may be blessed indeed. The right state, or the best state to be in, dear friends, is what I've just quoted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. I know, dear friends, that particular chapter speaks of lots of things about blessings. But you know, I'm talking about those conditions which will prove it is well. You know, we were brought up to be found in God's house, but we went there out of duty. We had no desire for anything else, but rather, instead of being reproved for not going, we had no desire but to satisfy our upbringing. But when the Lord begins to deal with you, dear friends, you won't want to go and come and go to the house of God without that something shall be indeed applied. I said in prayer about the reapers and the gleaners, you know, handfuls of purpose, it says in the book of Ruth, doesn't it? Oh, how you long if you're a gleaner, dear friends. And if you take the providential view of that book, hell that they gleaned and took it home, and they lived on it. I said this in prayer, I know. But dear friends, what a blessing if you've got something to go home with. Take it home with you. Look it up, read about it, pray about it. Go to bed and bless God for it. Oh, the Lord make you indeed indebted to him for such blessings, dear friends, which will prove your soul is well. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Dear friends, may this be your concern, my concern. We don't live under a sense of his love and mercy every day. In one sense, we wish we did. But you know, dear friends, it will be good if that exercises your soul and brings you to the throne of grace. People say sometimes, you know, who have obtained forgiveness, is it necessary to continue to pray for forgiveness? Well, as long as you live, dear friends, sadly, you will need that forgiveness, and you'll need that confirmed again and again. Because whilst you live, you sin, and forgiveness is in Christ Jesus and through Christ Jesus. And now go back to the time, dear friends, I know the Lord must needs take you back by experience. But go back to the time when there was a change which God made. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Or go back to the times when you looked to him. You were brought up to believe, dear friends, the way of salvation was through the offering of Jesus. The way of peace was the application of the priest of the blood of Jesus upon your sin-stricken soul. Dear friends, how are you tonight? People meet each other and ask how you are. They're talking about their bodily ailments and their concerns. But what about your poor soul? Dear friends, if you've had times of blessing, if you could go back in your experience and thank God for those times when joy and gladness occupied your soul. I tell you this, dear friends, it was just as good to your soul when you came to the house of God burdened with sin, or you came to the throne of grace with a burden of sin, and your prayer was similar, dear friends, to that we spoke about in prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, how you need this health, dear friends, to do your souls good. With a child of grace, dear friends, he is brought to Christ. That's the evidence, dear friends, of being amongst the people of God. They are brought to Jesus Christ. You know how precious that is. You know, I mentioned just now that word out of the 73rd Psalm. But in that Psalm, you know, he was in a sore place. He looked at the world, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They're not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasses them about as a chain, violence covereth them as with a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, they have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly. Dear friends, this is the world. They don't have the trouble that a child of God has, but neither do they have a place in heaven, neither prepared for them. Oh, how the dear psalmist had to say this, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Dear friends, what a sore place to be in. Nothing but this world. Nothing but the enjoyment of this world. There's a time coming, dear friends, when you and I shall leave this world and its attractions. What is more attractive than a precious Jesus to a believer in soul trouble? You know, dear friends, what a solemn thing to be one who has a religion without any trouble in his soul. You know, we have various denominations in this world who seem to be able to be content with what I might call chapel going or church going. But dear friends, if God has begun a work of grace, he won't leave your soul destitute. What a solemn place to be in, dear friends, to have a religion and the soul is destitute. And now I pray thee to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? How important, dear friends, therefore, is this personal question. For she was a gracious woman, the scriptures tell us, and how the Lord had wonderfully blessed her with a son. But you know, the Lord's people will not be allowed to have idols. And dear friends, there was a purpose for that affliction of the child. There was a purpose, dear friends, that the Lord's blessing upon her, she could say, even though in the midst of trouble, it is well. Well, dear friends, one of the things which you have, dear friends, which the world haven't got, and that is a throne of grace. Oh, the Lord help you to cast all your burdens on the Lord. The Lord bring you to the throne of grace, dear friends, with soul trouble, as well as providential trouble. If you've got grace, dear friends, I say this very carefully and very and affectionately towards you. If you have grace, dear friends, you won't miss the house of God without that he shall bless you going there with a desire and bless you coming back from the house of God with thankfulness and praise for his goodness and mercy to you. But what a question, what an important question. Dear friends, you can be a child of God by profession, and it isn't well. We said just now, and said perhaps several times, the state of the soul will illustrate that it isn't well. You wonder why sometimes the child of God is brought into affliction or trouble. Dear friends, you wonder why circumstances bring you down and to be distressed. Dear friends, it is for the purpose of stirring up your poor soul and bringing to the throne of grace, looking unto Jesus. You have to come there time and again, because that is where your blessings come from. Is it well with thee? Well, the Lord knows how well it is for you, in you tonight. The Lord now knows how your soul is. The Lord knows how you've come through this day. You know, there's always a desire. May there always be a desire. We have the privilege of the means of grace. We have a privilege, dear friends. And one of the mercies that we have is the ministry of the word. But the Lord prepare your soul. You know, in the New Testament we find the Lord Jesus speaking about the seed. There was nothing wrong with the seed. You know, dear friends, it was living. But only when it fell into prepared ground did it bring forth fruit. The Lord bless you in your soul with a prepared ground for the gospel, for the word of his grace. But the time is gone. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? She answered, it is well. Dear friends, when you go home, may you be found seeking the question to be answered by the Holy Spirit. May you go home, dear friends, with that desire that the Lord will show you a token, Lord, a token for good, a token of his special love, to reveal to you, dear friends, mercy. You know, if you are called by grace, dear friends, you will stand in need of mercy. We spoke just now about the Gospel of Luke, a man who cried, God be merciful to me, a sinner. But we spoke about the other man, who had no desire for mercy. if you are taken by faith to Calvary, you will find two men there and Jesus Christ in the midst. One of them said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. But the other, dear friends, didn't want to go to that kingdom. What he wanted to come off the cross and carry on in his sinful life. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Well, the Lord take you home now, dear friends, with this question. Is it well? Even you that have made an open profession, is it well at this time? Dear friends, are you taken up with something else which robs you of that blessing of hunger and of thirst? Are you more concerned with your natural state than your spiritual state? Do you find, dear friends, that your prayers become, dead, but almost dead, almost like tradition? The Lord deliver you and me from a tradition brought up amongst those who fear the Lord, brought up amongst those who attend the house of God. The Lord deliver you and me from a tradition which we thankfully was indeed come into. But you know, tradition won't take you to glory. Oh, may you and I know what it is. The Lord take you back to those times when to be identified not by numbers, but by grace amongst the children of God. Dear friends, then you'll know it is well. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Burgess will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Philip Hare on Tuesday evening next week. And there will be a prayer meeting for the nation, God willing, at 9 o'clock next Lord's Day morning. Let us close with hymn 388. Approach, my soul, the mercy seat, where Jesus answers prayer. There humbly fall before his feet, for none can perish there. Hymn 388.
Thank you.
loving love and forgiving mercy be over all that thou hast heard this night. Lord, we bless thee for thy word. Lord, may it stir us up, Lord, to be found indeed at the mercy seat. Lord, now take us home in peace and safety. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship, communion of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, remain with us now and always. Amen.